Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece about Dr. Ali Laux and her fascinating, albeit controversial, PhD research.
It is intriguing. A PhD on the politics of smell? I mean, where do you even begin with that?
Right? Her thesis, Olfactory Ethics, The Politics of Smell in Modern and Contemporary Prose, explores how literature uses smell to, well, perpetuate social stigmas. Think racism, sexism, you name it.
So, like, how a character's smell might be described to make them seem less than. That's pretty deep.
Exactly. She gives the example of how, during the transatlantic slave trade, the black body was often attributed a foul smell, further dehumanizing them. Powerful stuff. And she connects this to modern and contemporary prose, tracing the legacy of these olfactory prejudices.
Okay, so I get the academic angle, but why the backlash? A PhD is a huge accomplishment, no matter the topic.
Well, her initial announcement on X, formerly Twitter, went viral, getting over 126 million views. Many were fascinated, but others, not so much. Some saw it as a waste of time, money, even going as far as to send rape threats. It's unbelievable.
Wow, that's just horrific. It's a testament to how quick people are to judge, especially online. Good thing Cambridge University came out in support of her. They condemned the harassment and misogyny.
Absolutely. And thankfully, despite the negativity, Dr. Laux persevered and graduated. She even joked about being PhD done, which I love.
It shows real resilience. It's also interesting how she hopes her research will make people more aware of smell when reading. It's not something you usually think about consciously.
I see. Interesting. Got it. Totally. She believes, and I tend to agree, that even though it's a niche topic, it has wide-ranging applications. It makes you reevaluate how our perceptions are shaped by seemingly small things, like descriptions of smell.
Definitely. It reminds me of how certain smells can trigger strong memories or emotions. It really highlights the power of the senses, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And it makes you wonder what other hidden biases might be lurking in the language we use every day. Food for thought. Well, that's about all the time we have for today's discussion on Dr. Laux and her politics of smell. It was a pleasure exploring this intriguing topic with you. All.
It certainly was. Until next time.
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.